Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ben R. Williams.
And I'm Greg Morrison.
And this is not episode 7 of Cannon Fodder.
Deceptive.
Yes. So here's what happened, folks. I announced last time I chose the book we were going to be reading for this week's episode, which was Killing Lincoln by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard.
Yeah.
And I fucked up, folks. it was a bad choice. And I'll attempt to explain why. So I started reading this book. I bought this book with actual American dollars. Went into Bill O'Reilly's pocket.
Yeah, filled his evil coffers, man.
Yeah. And, you know, I chose this book because, number one, the Abraham Lincoln vampire movie, Vampire Hunter movie,
yeah,
you know, just left theaters. It's somewhat timely as we get.
Well, now people, you know, they've heard about Lincoln because of the vampire movie, and he's pretty obscure.
He is. He's a very, very obscure historical figure. I thought it would be a nice tie-in. When I started reading, well, and of course I also thought that, I mean, Bill O'Reilly is a crazy person.
Yeah.
I mean, that isn't as much a political statement, he's just a lunatic.
Yeah, it's temperamental.
So I thought it would be a funny episode. I was had big plans of doing a riff on Bill O'Reilly's meltdown from A Current Affair, where he just starts screaming, you know, do it live! And we're going to have this little bit where... you know, I was asking Greg where my notes were, and I was screaming, do it live at him, and it was going to be funny. But here's the thing, I started reading the book, and there's nothing to talk about with this book.
Yeah.
Did you read any of it, Greg?
I read a little bit of it. My end of it was that I tried to find the book, like, you had already gotten it long since, and apparently... Killing Lincoln is the single most fucking popular book in Southside Virginia. I mean, no one has a copy of this. I went to literally 3 different counties to find a goddamn copy of this book, and it is unavailable.
Yeah.
And I was just stymied at every turn. So, I mean, I read, like, a couple of sample pages on, like, Amazon or something. I can't even remember now.
Yeah.
Like, just publisher's sample. And, I mean... I guess we could have talked about the premise.
Yeah. I mean, basically, the idea behind the book is that it is a narrative of the last 2 weeks of Abraham Lincoln's life. Folding in, you know, hey, here's what Lincoln's up to. Here's what's happening with the Civil War.
Yeah.
And, yeah, in an earlier episode, I recommended the book Devil in the White City, which is one of the very rare nonfiction books that reads... like a novel, and it works stylistically. And Killing Lincoln felt like an attempt to ape that style to a certain degree,
right?
Though with none of the efficacy. It is very boring. First off, it's not an engaging book. I actually found it somewhat difficult to place the things that were happening.
Yeah.
Admittedly, my knowledge of the Civil War is not to the degree that I would like it to be, but at the same time, it just seemed disjointed, hard to follow, but it was also just nothing more than a very straightforward narrative of the last 2 weeks of Lincoln's life.
Right.
And there isn't a whole lot to talk about with something like that.
Well, you could have made fun of a great leader's impending death, I guess. But, it's pretty... It's not so much that, like, there isn't something to make fun of. I mean, there's plenty of weird things. Like, why would you choose this?
Yeah.
Why does the world need another Lincoln book? And why does it need a Bill O'Reilly Lincoln book? You know, like, there are innumerable questions. But, you know, they really wouldn't require us reading it. They're all frame questions, basically.
Yeah.
And we would have nothing detailed to say about the book or any... I mean, I could have made fun of the publication date or pictures permission, I guess. I don't know, but...
Yeah, and there's really what I had expected going into it, that I think was a reasonable expectation, was that when you were reading it, you would be thinking, oh, yeah, that's clearly Bill O'Reilly editorializing.
Right, yeah.
And there's actually none of that.
Right.
Yeah, the biggest mystery of the book, I guess, is why does it exist?
Yeah.
There are so many books about the topic that I can safely assume are infinitely better than this one.
Right.
It also, you know, I thought too we might be able to laugh about the inaccuracies in the book, because I understand it's riddled with inaccuracies. And after I got it, I looked up some of the inaccuracies online, and people were pointing out, well, in this chapter, it says that Lincoln gives a child a nickel. But, of course, in 1865, they didn't have nickels. They had half dimes. It's like, okay, well, that's inaccurate, but how the fuck do you make a joke out of that? You know, I can't... That stupid old Bill O'Reilly doesn't know the difference between a nickel and a half dime. Ho, ho, ho. That's not particularly funny. I just realized about 50 pages in, there just isn't anything there. Had we done a full episode about it, it would have been pretty weak. Don't think you folks would have enjoyed it. So what we have decided is that we're going to just try over, and Greg is going to pick the book that will actually be our seventh episode.
Since you failed our audience, Ben.
I feel bad, man, you know.
No.
There's like three people out there that are just really jonesing for this. Hey, guys. And, you know.
Well, I mean, it is kind of surprising. I mean, it was the one thing that really took me aback about the book that, you know, out of all the times that you would think that Bill O'Reilly would sort of swoop in and start doing like crazy, well, you know, Lincoln did this bad thing, but it's nowhere near as bad as, you know, I mean, you expect something like that to come out of it. But, I mean, apparently it's just not at all like that.
Straightforward, to the point.
And, I mean, in a way, I guess that's a way of, that is kind of a window on Bill O'Reilly's personality, I suppose, that he would not choose anything that has, like, kind of like a political or philosophical force to it. It's just more or less like a tragedy. it's like a thing that's easy to be maudlin about. As like countless Whitman impersonators have found to their credit, well, to their boon. It's you know, it's like the Julius Caesar thing. Like, it's easy to write a play about Julius Caesar and have it be like really intense and all that sort of stuff, because I mean it's basically like a great man being betrayed by people. It's dramatically interesting, but why Bill O'Reilly? Why?
Yeah.
You're not really a good storyteller. Yeah. You don't really have many original thoughts about the era. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, I think ultimately this book is it's sort of the literary equivalent of the Edsel. it's not a failure because it's bad. It's a failure because it doesn't do anything particularly interesting and you can't figure out why it exists.
Yeah.
I mean, there was never a part where I was pointing at and saying, like, oh, this is just shitty. This sure exists. It certainly is adequate, you know. I don't know. So, Greg, again, you know, I hand the scepter of cannon fodder over to you as I have failed. What are you thinking for the real episode 7?
Well, you know, I was thinking, because we couldn't find any laughs in Bill O'Reilly's book, mm-hmm. what we ought to do is just go for the cheapest, sweetest laugh spot we can hit. Which, of course... First Step to Forever by Justin Bieber.
Yep.
I mean, just composed sheerly out of his hallucinatory diary entries. It's kind of his fleur de mal. Just his passionate reveries that he scrawls down in between visions.
I heard the book was interrupted when the man from Porlock came to Justin Bieber's door.
It was going to be great, guys. Yeah. This dweeb showed up.
In Canada, did Justin Bieber stately pleasure dome decree.
So I'm guessing, you know, if we can't make a joke about the Justin Bieber memoir, then, I don't know, man.
that's all she wrote. I mean, yeah. We're just hanging up our hats at that point. I think this is an excellent choice, Greg. I think it'll be some cheap laughs.
Yeah.
But I think there'll be laughs.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a hell of a lot more interesting than the Killing Lincoln episode would have been.
We can make it philosophical and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like what we do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think it'll be interesting.
Draw in strange analogies and literary allusions to... The work of Justin Bieber.
Life of a castrato.
Well, I'm just glad that he jumped on board the memoir train before he hit, like, you know, 18 or whatever. Because yeah. I mean, you got to get that stuff out of the way quick.
Well, you know, it's all just slipping through his mind. I mean, there's just all this genius just pouring in, and it pours right back out. Because he just lives in flux. He's just Heraclitus all over again. Anyway.
That's a taste of what you got waiting next time, folks. We'll try to get this one together in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
And again, I apologize to all three of you. Will, Meg, Jeff. Thanks, guys.
Snoopy.
And we will be back soon.
Yeah.
And until next time, so long from the farmhouse.
Good night, everybody.